The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hey, we're the Argues, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The Argues performed at Wasaga Beach Historic Main Street Market this past summer, and plans are underway for the band to return next July. A generous donation was made by the Argues in the amount of $500 toward a covering for the outdoor Main Street Market stage. They recently released their debut album titled Something New this past May in the U.S., and now available in Canada. The album can be heard in over 50 radio stations across the U.S., Canada, and Europe. A music video has been created for Run Till You Drop. The Argues are often compared to the Partridge Family, an indie roots rock family band formed in 2010 and have since relocated to Springwater from Toronto to accommodate a studio and their touring van. The band consists of multi-instrumentalists, sisters Sabrina and Lauren Argue, with their father Michael and mother Chantal. Joining me on the show today via Skype are the Argues. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. An indie roots rock family band, The Argues, formed in Toronto in 2010 and have since relocated to Springwater to accommodate a studio along with their touring van and trailer. The Argues performed at Wasaga Beach Historic Main Street Market this past summer, and plans are underway for the band to perform again next July. They recently just released their debut album titled Something New and a music video, Run Till You Drop. Joining me via Skype are the Argues. Welcome to Beach Corner, you guys.
Hey, great to be here.
So great to be here, yeah.
So can you please introduce yourself for our audience?
All right, I'm Sabrina.
I'm Chantel Bones Argue.
I'm Lauren.
And I am Michael. I'm the guitar player. So, and the roadie.
You're the roadie. So what made you decide to start a family band?
Well, we've always loved music. Like, I grew up listening to music, and it was just always in the household. And it just sort of developed naturally. And as we grew up, my dad played guitar a bit, and we just started singing. And then we just did a few family events, and it just kept developing and developing. And people were saying, hey, you guys are pretty good. And then it just kept getting bigger, and we started getting some shows. And it brought us to where we are now.
So how do you balance family life and your musical career? I guess this is for Chantal and Mike.
Sure. Well, first of all, our last name is Argue. So you can imagine being both a band and a family, that name sometimes adequately describes the feelings that go on. But really, it's a labor of love, and we enjoy what we're doing, and we work hard at it. And the girls school from home, so they have some flexibility. And Michael is self-employed, so in terms of outside of the band, we have the flexibility to write and record and rehearse and tour. So, yeah, it's been exciting.
Anything to add to that, Mike?
Well, you know, it can get a little tense being a family band. And we get along really great as a family, but sometimes it's really hard to separate the family from the music. So, you know, we're always trying to change hats. When we're a band, we're a band. When we're a family, we're a family. But it's hard to separate that. But we're working at it. And I know our name is The Argues. And, we're arguing our way through it. And I think we're getting closer every day.
So, Sabrina and Lauren, at what age did you start singing?
Well, ever since my sister and I were very young. Like, I remember singing when I was 2 or 3 with my dad.
We were so little, I can't even remember how little I was when I started.
My dad would play guitar, and we would sing to Chuck Berry songs and Alice Cooper and all the old rock and roll when we were really little. And, you know, we were raised on that kind of music. And so music, like Sabrina said, has just always been a part of our lives. So we've been singing for a long time. And soon after we started singing, we picked up instruments and, grown from there.
So you're compared to the Partridge Family. I understand you met TV star Shirley Jones in 2012. How was the experience?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was so cool to meet her in person because we've been big fans of the Partridge Family show, and just meeting her in person was really cool.
Really cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we were playing at we were at Richmond Hill to see a show, and we had played for the town of Richmond Hill, and they had Shirley Jones there. So they asked us to go there, and we went, and they got us backstage to meet her, and it was fantastic, really.
Yeah, so, and we've seen a lot of her. We've seen some of her movies. So of course, we know her as a movie actress as well. She has quite a history, played with a lot of different great actors. So, yeah, it was an honor.
Is the Argies the new Partridge Family?
Well, you know, the Partridge Family had a great TV show. I wish I had a TV show like they have. But we're, our music's a little different than the Partridge Family, but they had some good songs. We got a lot more rock and... Yeah.
We've had people compare us like we'd be the Partridge Family meets the Rolling Stones, maybe. Somewhere in the middle there.
But you're always getting the Partridge Family coming back at you. Because you're like the Partridge.
It's the family.
Not the music, but the
just
family.
Just the fact that we're a family.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that when I did meet Shirley, she said, well, I'm passing the torch to you as a 21st century Partridge Family, which was great.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? So who had the most musical influence in your songwriting?
Well, I've always been very influenced by songwriters like Bob Dylan and Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. I love their writing, and my dad really raised us on that kind of music, so... I've really been influenced by them and many others as well.
Some country music and some blues as well certainly influenced our sound coming from lyrically and melodically. Mm-hmm.
So having said that, can you describe your sound for our audience?
Yeah, well, basically, we're sort of a mix of many sounds. We have sort of a unique sound. So I'd say it's like rock, country, and blues all mixed together.
With a sprinkling of pop as well.
We've been described as toe-tapping, catchy tunes. So,
We play different music. So we play our own music as much as we can, but we do play covers of blues. So we can do old blues, so 50s stuff, and
classic rock.
So we play all kinds of different music, and we're influenced by it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's the main songwriter?
I am.
I would not say
I think we all pretty much share. We all give input to songs, so I think it's pretty much equal all around.
Yeah, we'll each write songs individually and then bring them together into the studio as a family and work on them. And so we all put our input into the songs.
Yeah, we all have a pool of songs, and we bring them out into the music room, and we play them. And the ones we feel are the... Well, we got a lot that we haven't recorded yet, of course. But so we kind of compete. We all write and compete to write the best song. And that's kind of what we do, right?
Yeah. So where do you draw your inspiration?
Well, aside from the music that we've talked about, because we love music, so of course that's been huge in our life, but... for me, I draw on life experiences. I'm very interested in people and just the journey of life, the trials and the joys. So that's huge for me as a songwriter. I just know everyone's on a journey, and there's so many ups and downs. And I think as a family, just we like to encourage people and sing about hopeful things and uplifting things. We also draw on, literature and art and movies. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
So as we go to break, can you please introduce one of your songs from Something New?
Here's a song called Run Till You Drop.
Joining me today via Skype are the Argues. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guests via Skype, The Argues. So tell us about the island you owned with the log cabin where there were numerous snakes and bats.
Woo! Well, we always wanted a place to write, and we were renting a home, and we wanted a place to write and do our music. And I've always loved the outdoors and fishing and that kind of thing. And we got this small little island, had an old log cabin on it, which was about 100 years old. And we bought that sight unseen because it was looked like a good price. And it was an awesome little place. But when we went to it, we knew it was in rough shape. But tell them about what happened the first day we went. How old were you?
So I was probably about five.
I was seven or eight.
And when we got there, we were driving up into the islands, and we see this little cute little cabin on this island, and we walk into it, and there's bats
like in the cups
and everywhere, and it's just a mess.
Smells horrible.
And this cabin was 100 years old. It was a cabin the ranger in the park had built 100 years ago, and it was maybe 18 by 12 feet.
Yeah.
But the island, and it was an American lady owned it from New York City, or not New York City, New York State. But anyways, the bats were in there. There must have been 100 or 200 of them in this cabin, and they were on the island. There had to be about 50 or 60 huge water snakes. And they basically were going into the cabin. They were going into the cabin and feeding on the bats. So it was like a perfect environment there. You had food. And snakes. So you hear about bats and snakes, so I never realized really what it was all about. Yeah. But now I know it was really quite an operation.
So we didn't spend a night in that cabin.
Oh my gosh.
We went to the bunkie. There was this little bunkie, and so we stayed in there for the next couple of years, and we ended up tearing that old place down and rebuilding another log cabin.
Well, we tore it down the first year,
yeah.
And then it took a couple of years to start building the new one.
Yeah.
But then the snakes disappeared eventually.
Yeah. And the bass
disappeared. So now we have maybe one or two swimming around the island, feeding on whatever they can, but we cut their food supply off. So.
So how are you enjoying your new home in Springwater after telling this story?
Oh, well, we love it. It's been quite an experience to live in different areas. We first lived in Pickering, so we had like the suburbs. Then we moved to Midtown Toronto, so a taste of the city. And now in Springwater, we're getting a taste of kind of small town Ontario and country living. And great people up here. We're loving the people. The scenery is so beautiful. And we just love having a little extra space to create, because in Toronto, we were in a tight spot. It's a really small two-bedroom house we outgrew, so it's really a great place to record and hang out together, and we're really loving it.
So how long you been in Springwater now?
It'll be 4 years in January, I believe.
Wow, nice. So something new has been released in late May in the U.S. and recently in Canada, and can be heard in over 50 radio stations across the U.S., Canada, and Europe. So how pleased are you with this new album?
Well, we're really excited. It's our debut album, so we're really excited, and we've put a lot of, these are all our original songs, so they mean a lot to us, and
we put a lot of time and together in the studio working on this album. So we're very excited to release it and get their play in the United States through the summer. And we just released it in Canada just about a week ago. So we're very excited about starting to get the music out in Canada up here.
Yeah, the songs are like they're all part of us, because we spend a lot of time. We've played them live, and these are ones that the audience has really reacted to well. And we spent a lot of time recording, and it's really part of you. So it's like a baby. When you let it out there, we're really, really pleased with it. And we hope that the people that listen to it really enjoy it as well. Yes. We really enjoyed making it, and it was quite an experience, really. Yeah.
So what is the motivation behind the title Something New for your album?
I wrote the song Something New a few years ago, and that just became sort of the cornerstone of the album. It was the first song we recorded, and it was just about, new starts, fresh starts, and just a new page in our lives, and something new music, and I guess it just has a lot of different meanings for us. And
No, that's exactly right. I think everybody can attach to the music their own view of what something new means to them. When you listen to the song and the lyrics, it'll speak, I think, to each listener differently. But I think too, for the Argues, we have our own sound, so we are indeed something new. I don't think you can peg us, which we're excited about. And so we hope that people, you know, find something new in our music.
So where can you purchase your CD?
Yeah, our CD is available online on iTunes and Google Play,
Spotify, and several other streaming sites.
And also on our website, you can purchase the physical CD.
So, and we also have in Aurelia at Alley Cat's Music and Arts, they're going to be carrying our CD as well. So if anyone wants to take a drive out to downtown Aurelia, that is a physical location.
So you have upcoming performances scheduled on November the 18th, the 19th, and December 9th. So how do you enjoy touring as a family?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's
really cool and it's fun, but at times it can be challenging. I mean, most of the time we're pretty much having a blast. It can be pretty funny.
It can be funny, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've played a lot of shows over the past 5 years, and I just love getting out there. We get our little bus and we get out and we play. And it's, once you get out there, it's just fantastic. We really enjoy it. And it's like you've become, I don't know, it's like taking a holiday. Every time you pack the truck and you go out, there's no experience, you meet new people.
That's what I love. Yeah. I love meeting new people and just being in new locations. And we've seen some incredible places around Ontario, different events, different festivals, different feelings and vibes. I mean, we played in Wasaga Beach, for example. I mean, what an incredible place to play. You know, Niagara Falls, we've been around and it's just been a great experience.
So, is there an artist you would like to share the stage with?
Oh, who to choose?
Well, a lot of people I like to share the stage with. It opened for pretty well a lot of bands, I guess. You know, I like the old rock and roll guys, Rolling Stones.
We like Bob Dylan too. Like, he's such a great songwriter.
I'd love to play with Bob Dylan.
He's such a legend, and I think I'd love to just sit and talk with him. So to me, that would be quite an experience. A Canadian, Tom Cochrane, puts on a rockin' show.
I'd like to play with him.
So we'd love to play with Tom any day.
So there's a new music video for the album Run Till You Drop. Did you have any creative input?
Yeah, we had quite a bit of creative input on that one. Well, we wrote the song, and then we filmed that right here in Springwater. We scoped out some locations, and we told them how we did it. So we basically, we kind of self-produced that one as well, and I think it's turned out really good.
Yeah.
So what input did you put into it, Serena? Go ahead.
So I did the video editing.
You did
the
video editing.
I put quite a bit of it.
Yeah, you did put a bit of it. What did you put into it, Chantal? Oh, you drove the truck. Drove the truck as we were driving around. We had the camera hanging out the back, and Chantal was driving, and she would honk the horn every time, you know, there's just a car coming.
Yeah.
And then Lauren, what did you do? I think you held a camera, didn't you?
I did hold the camera.
Lauren was holding a camera, and I was kind of directing it, I guess.
And I was the star of the video.
Serena was the star.
She was.
I would like to say that our album was co-produced by Michael Jack, who is from Barrie. He's a producer engineer, and he was a great help to us during
the
process.
Through,
it was excellent. So, he was great to work with.
So, I understand you donated $500 towards a covering for the outdoor Wasaga Beach Historic Main Street Market Stage for next year to accommodate some of our beachfront weather. What a generous donation, you guys. So, can you tell us how this donation came together?
Well, we were scheduled to play in Wasaga Beach in July. And we were playing at the Main Street Market, and the stage there didn't have a covering at that point, and still doesn't, but we had set up all our equipment, and then over the Georgian Bay.
Yeah, we didn't even have a chance to play
it. Yeah, we hadn't played at all.
But we were really excited. It looked so cool, and it had such a cool feel. Cool location. And so we're really excited to play, and then all of a sudden, we look around, and the sky is getting really, really dark. And then, so we're like, oh, maybe it'll just pass. But then it starts turning green and like black, and it's like the afternoon or the
it's early
afternoon, but it's like so dark that you could almost think it's like almost night. And so we're starting to get a little worried.
So what happened was we experienced the worst storm we ever experienced in our life. This thing blew up over the lake, and it came whirling in. Sabrina thought she was in a tornado.
So it really
it blew sand, and we got caught by one of those Waseca Beach storms. Yeah. We've heard about them, and we've never experienced one, but this wind was blowing, the sand was flying.
Right beside the beach.
Couldn't even walk. The chairs were flying all over the place. So we didn't play.
So we
didn't play, and because of the weather.
But we came back and played another show, and again in the lakefront weather or whatever they call it.
We played one set.
We did. Yeah, we played one amazing set. Everyone was on the beach. It was a beautiful day, but then the weather threatened again, and it's just when it starts sprinkling, where it's, you know, we have a lot of electronic gear, and you can't play when it starts to get wet, right? So I think if we had a covering, we could at least play through the sprinkling. And so, you know, we thought we really enjoy being here, and we've had, you know, the first one we had to cancel out of, and the second one we could only play half the set, and we thought, you know,
so we donated about some of our money back to the township, because you know, we love Waseca Beach, and I know they're really trying to develop it there, and we thought the spot was just excellent.
It was so cool playing there.
Yeah, and so we basically said, you know what, let's give a chunk of our fee back, and they can build a roof on here so the band's in the future.
Basically
weather the storm, but we had to tear it down, which we really don't like to do, because once we're set up, we want to play.
What a great place. Yeah. The beach is awesome. Mm-hmm. The sunsets, the people, all the little vendors we met there. It was just a fun place. Mm-hmm. And so we want to get back and encourage people to go back. And
I think it's an amazing spot.
The beach is back.
It has such a cool vibe.
Yeah, when you go there, it's so much potential. I mean, it's a great spot now, but it's just... you don't see places like that in Ontario. I mean, it's one of a kind, really. It's fantastic. So we love it there.
Well, thank you so much, you guys, for that great donation. Now, was this your first time in Waseca Beach?
Yeah, that was our first time. We played there twice last fall. We were supposed to play twice.
But I hadn't even been there before, so I just thought it was so exciting.
So awesome.
It was fun.
I had been there before when I was younger.
Next time I'm bringing my bathing suit, so in between sets, I'm going for a dip.
Absolutely. So what's next for the Argues?
Well, we are really excited for the campaign, the radio campaign in Canada. So we're really working with a promoter for that. So we're excited to get to know some of the radio stations and some of the different communities, get some gigs maybe across Canada and into the States. We really want to expand. We've got the bus ready to go. So anytime we want to get on tour. And we will be recording again, too. So we've got a lot to look forward to, and we hope that people listening will join us on the journey.
Excellent. So where can we find more information?
Well, our website, theargues.ca, as well as Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And we've got YouTube as well.
Yep. So the website is just, our name is Argue. So it's like when you're in a fight, arguing. So it's just the Argues with an S on it, .ca.
Yeah.
And we have all information. All the shows we've played are on the website. We got videos. We got their new release video there, Run Till You Drop. And we got another one, The Boy, which is off the album, which will be releasing in another week and a half. Yeah. And then we're going to get the rest of them all done as well very shortly.
Wow, you guys are busy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being my guest and wishing you all the best of success as we look forward to seeing you in 2017 at our historic Main Street Market Stage.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
But before we go, can you please introduce one more song from your debut album?
Yeah. This is Something New, the title song off of our brand new debut album.
You're listening to Beach Corner on beachboosterradio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song. Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank the Argues for being my guests and wishing them all the best of success with their debut album, Something New, and music video, Run Till You Drop. For more information and to purchase their CD, visit theargues.ca and Facebook and Twitter pages and YouTube channel. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickey. Beach Corner now available on podcasts with a new weekly show anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster Publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.